Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
From the 816, Casey Wolf absolutely belongs in the Ring of Honor. Dan Mears is who we were saying, but yeah, he played. And they, Casey, as in like Casey Affleck. Casey Wolf was electric at school and beating up other mascots pregame at the 50-yard line was always epic as a kid. I always remember that. And the hip thrust, those as well. But we will be joined by Jay Binkley in just a second here, I think. He's got a big show today, though. He's got 4 hours with Mr. Gold again.
He wanted to come in early this morning and be with us live. And I'm like, Jay, you don't have to come in live with us, man.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Binkley, I saw an ad on TV just now for $15.99, all you can eat at Applebee's. Chicken strips, fried shrimp, or ribs. Which one do you go with?
Ooh, probably the ribs. Where are the Applebee's? Did they close a bunch of those? But now they're still like one of the top five, you know, chains in America, but I can't find any of them.
Binkley, you can come to my hometown right off of 7 Highway and I-70. Yeah, right there in the corner. Oh, yeah, baby.
Smash.
I know they closed the one up here. But, you know.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to get out of the Northland. Back, though.
They did a lot of stuff in college football, and they did a lot of advertising, so props to them. They're in the top five.
Applebee's, look at you there, man. The Applebee's song at the halftime of the Cincinnati game still is a reason why I won't go, because it cost all of us the game. So, I mean, that guy singing and all the Johnson County moms dancing, that really threw everything into a loop that day, Jay.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to see that happen. They're all dancing out there. I wonder if Cody, I know he went down to Texas, for his daughter's dance competition. I thought Cody went down there to dance. So I thought maybe
it's dancing,
you know,
not singing.
Okay. I thought he was down there dancing, and that's why they won last night. So.
Yeah, no.
Binkley, what surprised you, or not surprised you, what satisfied you the most in last night's game without saying the name Salvador Perez?
Well, I guess your dogs being dogs, you see him, Bobby Witt, getting things turned around, but attacking that pitcher. Leiter's only given up 6 home runs all year. 3 of those were last night. So it's a guy that doesn't really give up a lot of home runs, and they easily could have had 4. So that really stood out to me that, you know, the Royals were hitting him out of the park against a pitcher that doesn't give up home runs this year, because he's been very good at it. But boom, the Royals all of a sudden have half his total just in one night.
Bink, before we get into the NFL and some of that stuff, there was a comment yesterday by a Vanderbilt football player that they're going to be better than Tennessee and all this kind of stuff, right? And we kind of laughed at that. But then you take a step back and you realize with the NIL, like the preconceived notions about teams and programs that we all had are going to change, because there's going to be alumni that step up and make this NIL thing, you know, different than what we've been used to over these years. Are you prepared for a shift in college football where maybe some of the programs that haven't been good are, and maybe some of the programs that have been, some of the teams you think are good aren't going to be as good anymore?
I think you have to sometimes, because it's just how long they let these guys play. The quarterback that made those comments was Diego Pavia. They used to be at New Mexico State and various other places before he went to Tennessee. He's been playing forever, man. The dude even got an extra year to play this year because his lawsuit fought the fight the old NCAA as far as can JUCO years count against your NCAA eligibility, and they said no. So you could play JUCO football and then turn around and play Division One, and it wouldn't count against you, where it used to be you play 2 years of JUCO, you just have 2 years of eligibility in the NCAA to play football. So he fought that. But yeah, guys are staying on school so much longer. I mean, you're talking, you know, 24, 25-year-old guys now. So yeah, it does change the landscape. I think Neil has completely changed how we look at teams. I think it really has for basketball too. Mm-hmm. Basketball, football, but basketball, you put up 20 points a game in the MAC, you're playing in the Big 12 the next year.
Yeah, Binkley, let's shift over to the Kansas City Chiefs. Trey Smith was at minicamp yesterday. Could sign there, you'd think, right?
You know, I do think so. And the one thing about it is, as telling Alex yesterday, it's just how, you know, how much respect there is between both the Chiefs and Trey Smith. I'll never forget when he was drafted in the sixth round. You know, Chiefs took a chance on him. You know, it was during COVID and all that, and they're doing their Zooms and the press conferences after they're drafted. He's got the Chiefs draft hat on. I always thought that was kind of different because sixth-round picks don't get team hats of all the different teams, but he got it because he was expected to go much earlier. But the Chiefs showed a lot of faith in him. He comes to Kansas City. He's done nothing but be in the Super Bowl. He's got two rings, went to another one. Like, the Chiefs stood up for that. And not only that, Bob will tell you how much he does in the community.
Yeah.
Like, how much he embraces Kansas City, going down to Mitz Holtz's event down in Smith Center and everything he does. So the fact that he was there, I thought it was no surprise at all. I thought it was a good sign. You see all these holdouts and hold-ins with any other team, and you get this, you know, kind of diversity between the team and the player, like what's going on with Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. And then, of course, their first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, who won't even practice, didn't sign his contract.
Not even in the city.
Well, yeah, he was showing up and he wasn't there, but I get that. He didn't have a contract and all that, but I knew this thing was going to be pretty smooth between Trey Smith and the Chiefs because there's so much respect between both. So yeah, I wasn't worried about the Trey Smith deal at all. It was good to see him there. He was in the pads and had the elbow pads on and everything else, but it's kind of pro he is, man. This kid's a pro, and he loves the city, and the Chiefs love him back.
Well, you don't show up to mandatory mini camp if you're not close to getting something done, right? And so
100%,
that,
you don't do it. That's right. A good sign.
Yeah,
that shows you the Chiefs' focus. When he shows up to that, that shows you where they're at. It also shows you up when Kelsey, you know, was in France the day before, and boom, he shows up in the morning and ends up at minicamp.
Yeah.
You know, that it shows you their focus. And I know Lamar Jackson was out there saying, this is going to be a revenge season. We're going to take vengeance out on teams. You know, talking about Buffalo beating them last year in the playoffs and things like that. That's kind of the mindset of the Chiefs as well. And when you see that kind of situation with the Chiefs in minicamp, in your tight ends in France, and then ends up at your practice the next day, that shows commitment. Trey Smith shows commitment by being in Kansas City for the mandatory minicamp. They've got this culture now, man. You talk about that culture in sports. It's all like, you know, team meetings and players-only meetings are one thing, but actually building a culture where you hold everybody accountable and you're all going for the same goal. That's why this team wins all the time. This is why this team has seven straight AFC title games. This is why Mahomes is doing what he's doing and leading the Chiefs to the Super Bowl seemingly every year. It's their commitment, man. And it showed it yesterday with Trey Smith at that practice.
Well, and I think also, too, Jay, a lot of that is a bunch of, you know, talk until you actually do it. And the Chiefs are one of the few teams in professional sports that actually, like, did it. And when you were talking about, you know, like revenge with Lamar Jackson and losing to Buffalo and all that kind of stuff, I'm thinking to myself, like, he can talk it all he wants. It's what everybody says in the offseason. They're going to get revenge. But when the Chiefs say it, they actually go out and do it. Like, they've got a track record of going out there and doing it. So when they talk about revenge, like, that's legit to me. That's not just some team that's never done it before bloviating, we're going to get revenge. The Chiefs like, no, we're going to get revenge. And we have shown you that when we say that, we actually do get revenge.
Yeah, some teams have it and some teams don't. Just like the Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup last night. You know, that was their third straight Stanley Cup. They're the Chiefs on ice. Chiefs went to three straight Super Bowls. The Panthers went to three straight Stanley Cups. They won two of those three. They lost one back-to-back. But it's the same situation. These organizations just expect to win. Mm-hmm. And you know, if they don't, the next year they're going to be right back there and doing it. That's what the Florida Panthers have done. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs have done. I mean, in the four major pro sports in this country, you have two of them consumed by teams that went to three straight championships. That doesn't happen by accident.
No, it really doesn't. You have to have your house in order, and the Chiefs do. And right now, it's just like finish out mini camp, take up a little bit of a break, get to training camp, and let's start this thing. And the revenge tour begins. And I'm excited about the revenge tour because I think it's going to be awesome, Jay. I think it's going to be one of the best seasons we've ever seen.
No, I'm with you. In the whole revenge tour, like the Chiefs are the one team that can claim revenge tour. You know, I don't want to hear the Ravens talking about it. I don't want to hear the Bills talking about it. The Chiefs are the ones that did not play Chiefs football when it got to the Super Bowl. They're the ones that actually made it. So all these other teams talking about revenge tour and all that, that's fine, that's cute and everything like that. The Chiefs are the only team that can claim that.
And the other thing, too, is Brett Veach might have done it again with the Josh Simmons pick at left tackle, because it sounds like he might start from day one.
Well, you know, let's hope. I know by listening to his presser and everything, the Chiefs are going to take it slow with him. I mean, I don't know.
He's like Cags?
You know, they're going to take it slow with him, and the training staff's working with him and stuff like that. I was listening to his press conference, and he kind of said, you know, it is a big jump. It's not as big as you think. And we had some guys at Ohio State, and it's like, man, the speed at the NFL is a much different level. But I don't know, man. I can't. There's no guarantee that he's going to be there on day one. There's a lot more talk about Jalen Moore and things like that. I even heard, you know, Ian Rapoport was on last night talking about maybe the possibility of a swing tackle situation for Josh Simmons. I don't know. We'll see what happens in camp. I just see them taking it slow with him when they get to St. Joe. Don't forget, Wanya Morris was that tackle before they slid Kingsley Sumatia in there for game one. But through OTAs and everything else, was Wanya Morris. Let's see how it goes with camp. Do I think that they could shelve him for a couple days or maybe a week? I think so, because they don't want to run him, man. I mean, they're going to take their time with Josh Simmons. That's how I look at that. But they need him. It's the most crucial. You think about this offensive line, everybody thinks this offensive line is just – it was so bad last year. Well, they did boast two first-team All-Pros in Tooney and Creed Humphrey, and they had Trey Smith that went to the Pro Bowls. That's three Pro Bowlers on that offensive line. It's just that glaring weakness at left tackle, and hopefully it's the answer.
Binkley, we appreciate it. Continue to babysit the hottest bachelor in Kansas City, Mr. Alex Gold, and we will see you in about 3 minutes here at the station.
He's in the parking lot, right?
I'm going to tell you, that guy gets more people looking for him to find a date than anybody I've ever met in my entire life.
Hey, Bob, do you want to know a weird stat?
Yes.
Do you know that that's 31 straight Stanley Cups now that have been won by American teams?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Like a Canadian team has never won in Mac's lifetime.
Well, yeah, exactly. 31 years. It's insane.
I mean, they haven't won a Stanley Cup in Canada since I was in high school, Jay, since you were sitting down in Pitt State drinking with my wife.
Yeah, 31 years, man. That's true. Yeah, I was at high school, Bob.
Did my wife drink a lot in college, Jay? Be honest.
I don't remember, man. I don't think so. I was just always so hammered. I don't remember anybody else drinking.
We'll leave on that positive note. Binkley, we'll see you soon, man. Take care.
See ya.
Did you expect anything less?
I didn't know what I was going to get from an answer.
I was hammered all the time. I don't really remember. Sometimes Jen was maybe like a Zima gal. That seems like prime Zima time.
I think back then it was probably like
Red Dog is what Binkley was drinking
red,
for sure.
Oh, there's no question he was drinking Red Dog back in the day. Hell, I drank Red Dog back in the day. Then they discontinued it for a good reason. It was awful. No, I think she was like, trash can punch type stuff, you know Everclear and grape juice and that kind of stuff. And, when you puke, it's grape all over the place. You like that? You like Everclear and grape juice?
You don't taste the booze.
Baby.
Yeah. And you just have to pay $5 at the door and drink till you can't, man.
Dip your cup in where everybody else is dipping their cup in and drinking that stuff, man. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man. Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Back then, I didn't know what germs were.
That's true. We really didn't.
And you always had that one guy that's like, oh, it doesn't matter. Alcohol kills all germs. All right. Do we even know what we're talking about?
No.
Nope. Not a chance.
Kind of like that guy in New York saying the Royals ownership should sell. Who's dumber, that guy or guy who says alcohol kills all the germs?
No doubt.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price void in Florida.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, we have extra big deals for a very limited time, so you can get Dad the gift he's been wishing for. Get a free select Craftsman, DeWalt, or Kobalt battery when you buy a select combo kit. Plus, save $90 on a Kobalt 24-volt battery string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now $129. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.